It's Chad and Christy. We've been broadcasting live from downtown Disney inside La Nuba by Cirque du Soleil, the theater that is amazing. The show is amazing. It's been around since 1998, created specifically for Walt Disney World, but they definitely have some new additions, some new characters to the show. So if you haven't been over in a while, or maybe you've never seen it, we have one of the stars of the show with us now, Cheryl Ann Sanders, who plays the cleaning lady.
The cleaning lady. La Petite Madame.
I wondered if she had like an actual name.
Yeah. La Petite Madame. That's about as professional,
it.
I guess. That's her stage name. We'll say that. Yeah.
Who is, if you've been to the show, then you know sort of a little bit of the story. You see her on stage at the beginning, and then you also get to come out at the very end for that big final reveal, which is great. When you decided that this might be where you wanted to go, your future, I want to be in Cirque du Soleil, how did the process go where you went to the audition and to the point where now you've been cast in the show?
That's one of my favorite questions I get asked all the time. I actually never really auditioned for Cirque du Soleil. I never thought that I would be here, honestly, in a million years. My background is in theater. I have a degree in musical theater from Webster Conservatory. And just to show you how small of a world the entertainment business really is, one of the professional theaters that I was working at in Illinois, I became good friends with the technical director there. She went and got a job with Varakai on tour with Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
Called me like 6 months later and said, by the way, I sent your stuff in to the people at casting at Cirque. You'd be great for a role on tour. And I just kind of laughed it off. I was like, haha, I'm not a clown. I'm not an acrobat. I'm not a contortionist. Okay, what do I have to offer the circus? That's really funny. And I kind of blew it off. And then sure enough, a couple weeks later, they called me and I politely declined. I was still in theater. I was just starting rehearsals for Hairspray. And it was like this big Broadway dream or run away and join the circus. And I just wasn't quite there yet. And then they kept calling, and they called me for a couple different shows in Vegas until finally they said, hey, will you just come to Chicago so we can meet you? And it was the right place at the right time, and Orlando opened up. And I was like, yeah, I could hang out in Florida. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Florida. So I came down here, flew down here, got to audition on that stage. And then 2 weeks later, I had a phone call saying, hey, we're ready. Move down here.
But
pack up your life and move
you
here.
You actually do have a talent in the show. Two, actually.
I do?
Oh, yes. You whip your hair back and forth. You whip your hair back and forth at one point.
Yes.
And you give frog CPR. See? So you do. You have two talents. I do not.
And in full disclosure, I have to admit that I also have two of the most ridiculous injury complaints on file with physio here. And one of them is from whipping my hair back and forth. popped my neck one night and I was like, oh, that's going to hurt tomorrow. Sure enough, it did. And actually sprained the tendon in my finger from pushing too hard on the stage.
Hey, you know what?
Fun little story there.
You got to suffer for your craft.
You know, yes. The injuries are, they're endless, but you know, my finger sprain and my neck pull was, yeah. It's a rough life. It's dangerous here at the circus.
And you know, one of the other great things about anybody that has ever gone to a Cirque show or just, you know, coming to Walt Disney World in general is that it is such an international thing. I mean, Cirque even takes it to the next level because there's 65 members of the cast from, I think someone told us, 13 different countries. So what
is that like
with you being, I'm the American in the group, you know, and...
You know, it's really, really cool. It's really interesting. When I got here, I was a little intimidated. I was a little out of my element coming from the theater background, the theater, dance, and music. And coming here with all of these international acrobats and not just acrobats, but athletes. Mm-hmm. Our cast is so unbelievably talented. We have Olympians. We have national champions. We have world champions. We have, you know, you name it. And they're all here on stage and they're all amazing. We also have people here from traditional circus families. One of our trapeze artists is like sixth generation circus family, I think.
Crazy.
So it's just the different backgrounds that everybody brings, and everybody has a cool story. I was actually just out there on break talking to my friend Miguel, who flies trapeze, and I was like, you know what, Miguel, tell me something cool that I don't know about you. And so it was just constantly every day learning something new about where people come from and just the neat things that they do. It's just incredible.
And learning all the different languages. Good and bad.
I do know how to say like thank you and welcome and you're welcome in just about almost every language that's represented here.
That's awesome.
As well as all of the other words that are backstage. Yeah. Not radio friendly.
Moving right along. Now with your theater background and then coming to work with Lanuba, one of the things that I'm mesmerized by, not only the detail of the costumes and all of the bright colors, but the makeup and the precision with which it is applied. Now, obviously, in regular life, none of us are going to wear that kind of makeup. But with the makeup artist or the makeup department here, what would you say is the best skincare tip they've ever given you and the best makeup tip must have?
It's interesting. Once you're hired here as an artist, most of us travel to Montreal to the international headquarters, and that's where we learn how to do. We actually have makeup class, and you learn how to apply your own makeup. Every artist does their own makeup, including the little girls. The little Diablo girls. That's part of the process. The very first time I tried to do my makeup, I think it took me 2 hours. Over 2 hours. Wow. And now I've got it down to about 45 minutes. I can do it less than that, but it doesn't look very good. So, but in a pinch, it can be done. It's to take your time. And because it is such an important part of the show, it's an important part of creating this magic, creating this world, is just to take your time and make it bright. Blue eyeshadow, let's just keep caking it on. Right. Let that back row see it. As far as skincare goes, I mean, we do 10 shows a week. So you put your makeup on once and you set it and you hope that it stays for both shows, minor touch ups in between shows. And then at the end, there's nothing that feels better than at the end of second show, taking that makeup remover towel and just taking it all off. Mm-hmm. So getting that out and then, being done, being able to let your face breathe is awful nice.
Now, one of the things that we noticed with our family and a lot of other families after leaving the show is them talking about what was your favorite part and everybody kind of changing
the
story or comparing.
Yes.
Now, we know if we would have had a trapeze artist here, he would have said, try the trapeze. Of course, that's the best part of the show. Or the BMX biker.
We won't
tell any of them. But for somebody that's never seen the show before, tell us your favorite part of it.
Honestly, in full disclosure, my favorite part of the show is the opening of the show. It's just the opening, the whole opening scene. It's my first entrance, but beyond that, it really sets the tone for the type of adventure that we are all going to go on together. The cleaning lady is pretty much the eyes, the ears, the soul of the audience at that point, and you get to live and experience the show through her. And so it's entering into this world where it's a blank stage, it's all dark, there's kind of some creepy music happening, and then it just bursts open with color and light and sound, and the senses are overwhelmed, and creatures and characters are jumping out at every corner, and it's just exciting, and it sets the tone so well for the kind of magic and adventure and travel experience pretty much that everyone is going to go through.
That was so eloquent.
Oh, thank you.
You make me want to go see it again.
That's the best part about Lanuba is you can see it once, you can see it 5 times, you can see it 10 times, and you're going to miss something. You're constantly going to catch something new. I've been here almost 5 years, and I'm still catching small things on stage. I'm, going backstage to my friends, hey, have you always done that? And they're like, yeah.
Wow. So,
and it's live theater, so you never know what you're going to get. So
right.
There's always something new. Come see it again.
Well, it is a perfect time as a Florida resident to come see it because there is a special going on through June the 27th. And you can find out more about that by calling 407-WDW-SEAT.